The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Golden Junior Baseball. That's your jacket, buddy?
What's that?
That's your jacket?
Yeah.
You play baseball?
I used to coach it.
Oh, you used to coach, okay.
Yeah, but ask him where he got the jacket.
Where you get it from?
Garage sale.
It looks nice on you. You don't know who JJ is.
Well,
it looks nice. It looks nice.
It's got JJ monogram.
Yes, it looks nice. It looks nice.
JJ had the garage sale.
All right. That's enough. Enough of that fake media laugh right there. Von Miller and Mike Kliss chopping it up a little bit there with a little assistance from our man D-Mac. Nate Jackson sitting in. So apparently there was a little dust up during the walkthrough yesterday. And Vic Fangio acknowledging it. It was just a little dust up, a little frustration, nothing major. Quote, just guys doing their job the right way, that's all. What do you make of a little dust up among teammates during a walkthrough yesterday?
So do we know how physical it became? Were there punches thrown? Was it just heated conversation? Were they grabbing each other? Do we know that?
No.
Yeah, I think that football is a very emotional sport. When you're losing, you lost two in a row. It is like a funeral at work. No one's happy. No one's smiling. You're not allowed to laugh at all. If someone says a funny thing, you can't laugh. What's funny? Nothing's funny. People are tense and upset.
Do I amuse you?
Right? People are walking on eggshells there right now. They hear the noise. And so, hey, people get testy. We don't know whether it was a conversation about an assignment or someone playing bad or maybe someone just irritated with someone else. So I would caution us not to jump to conclusions that someone's setting someone straight because they're not playing well enough. Who knows? These guys are brothers. They spend all day with each other. No big deal.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. The fact that there's some tension and that people are kind of ticked off and annoyed with what's happening right now, I think that's great. Creative tension, any kind of tension like that, I think is awesome. So if that's what's happening over there? Good. Excellent. Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, number one, it's a great honor being with a majority of the guys that are in the Ring of Fame. It's really a special tribute because I know the character and the type of players these guys are. And so it's a great honor to be in.
There's Mike Shanahan, who was on with Nick and Cecil. We'll talk to Cecil in just a few minutes, get his thoughts on the conversation they had with Mike Shanahan, who goes into the Ring of Fame during the game on Sunday. We were talking about this during the break. I have no doubt this guy could come back and coach very well. And just talking with Mark, who's done a lot of film study with Mike, and Mark has worked really hard to really expand his understanding of the overall game, not just looking at it through the prism of an offensive lineman. And the stories he tells, in addition to, you know, Mike paying attention to what's going on with Kyle in San Francisco, I have no doubt, this guy could walk in tomorrow. If I had a struggling franchise that was rudderless, I'd have no problem turning to Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, I think he could do it. He's 69 years old. He's like, he'd be like the Gordon Ramsay, you know, of football. He'd come in and fix your operation. This guy knows exactly what's going on top to bottom. When he sees a product on the field, he knows where the deficiencies are. He's very efficient, very shrewd in his preparation. It was good hearing his voice right there. I haven't heard the guy talk in a long time. I haven't seen him in a long time. I'm looking forward to seeing him this weekend and celebrating with him.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of former Broncos are getting together this weekend at Mike's, huh?
That's right. He's having
That's
a party.
Awesome.
And a lot of folks are invited. Who knows who's going to be there? I know some friends of mine who I played with are coming. Some guys are flying in to go to this. And it just shows the kind of respect that people have and the reverence they have for Mike and how much they valued that time in their life. I know I really, really valued that time in my life.
I could tell.
It was very meaningful for me, and that's because of Mike. And so we all want to honor him, and he's well deserving of this honor.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Here is the snap. Brady, play action fake, dropping, flush out of the pod. Victoria throws a ball. Caught ball at the five. Antonio Brown, touchdown Tampa Bay. He made the catch, did a pirouette at the five, and dove into the end zone. And the Bucs take the lead at 13-7.
There's the vomiting play-by-play voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Gene Deckerhoff. He also does Florida State football as well.
Or the Cannons. It sounds like he's not opening his mouth.
I swear to God, if I tried to talk that way for more than 15 seconds, I think I would either throw up or I would probably basically asphyxiate myself.
Right?
I'd be like, air, I need air.
Do you think he talks that way just in regular life too?
Honey, could you please pass the broccoli?
Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
This chicken is overcooked!
The Bucs get the win. How much of the game did you see? You kind of flip back and forth?
Flip back and forth, yeah, between that and the baseball game.
Philadelphia comes here about 10 days before Thanksgiving. Is that a game you put in the automatic win?
Not automatic.
Okay, here we go. Former NFL player. Nothing's automatic in the NFL. You know, the other guys get paid as well. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Let me put that aside. Should they beat the Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about as much of a guarantee as I'm going to get from you.
Wasn't the Steelers an automatic win too?
No.
Said it was.
Well, that's D-Mac.
You guys are basically the same guy.
Oh yeah. Oh, now you take that back. You take that back, Nate Jackson.
I take it back.
There are a lot of mean things you can say to me. That might be the
meanest. Please.
Okay. Next on the Morning Brew.
Here comes the 1-2 from Duvall. Finds one in the right center field for a base hit. Turner will score. Lux is on his way to third. Bellinger with the biggest hit of his career has just given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
Dodger Radio. The Dodgers won game five. What a. That was playoff baseball at its best. Whereas you got basically past the sixth inning and you were watching a game where you understood that literally every pitch mattered.
Yeah.
Hanging on every pitch. Ultimately, the game ended on a bogus check swing call, but I'm not going to go crazy over it. There was still just a runner at first. There were two outs, two strikes, and Max Scherzer was on the mound. So I'm not going to go crazy over, the Giants was robbed, but, I got to admit, I was rooting for the Giants in this one. I got a little Dodger fatigue. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I was kind of rooting for the Giants.
Yeah, who doesn't, man? And I grew up in the Bay Area, so I'm a Giants. I'm not a Giants fan, but a lot of my friends and family are. I had some friends who were at the game. It's a great atmosphere there at that park. And so I was pulling for the Giants, too, and it's just a bummer. I fell asleep. I didn't get to stay up, and I woke up this morning and checked the old Twitter and looked at it, and it was, not again.
Bummer. Okay, so the Final Four is set. Dodgers, Braves, Red Sox, Astros. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Up next, Cecil Lammy, who had that conversation with Mike Shanahan, share his thoughts. He'll join us coming up next, Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.